thank you for coming at such short notice, I have to say, because it's only the last few days that we really formally ask you to come. It's very important for this committee to meet at the beginning of your 6 months of presidency to discuss not just as members of parliament or as members of government or of the opposition, but as a committee which oversees European affairs. I think it's important that we understand what the priorities of the Lithuanian presidency are, and that we also express our views to you as ambassador of the host country who is residing with the presidency. We've all read the document on the priorities of the Lithuanian presidency, so I'm sure we have some points to raise. But it would be useful for us if you could give us maybe a short overview from your end, and then the members of the committee will have the opportunity to ask you some questions and make some comments, if you agree.
Malta, at the very beginning of our presidency, we have already 10 days experience, and I would say this first experience is the most beautiful one, because, you know, when you have kind of first thing in your life, you always be a little bit worried, a little bit suspicious how it will last. But first 10 days show that we are really very well prepared. We started our preparation kind of 2 years ago, and the preparation included not only drafting all necessary papers, but first of all, what is the most important issue, to put right persons in right places and to talk about money, which is, at the end of the day, is one of the most important issue. And I'm saying to my colleagues in Rome and everywhere that I knew 1 year ago, I knew almost all my plans, included financial. I was able to plan last summer some meetings, some events in Rome and everywhere. Of course, then it was some modifications, as always, are happening during the budgeting and planning things. But nevertheless, we were ready for that, for the presidency already kind of 8 months ago. But last our plans, last priorities were drafted just after the June summit in Brussels, and then we issued the last, we modified a little bit our priorities, which actually, because we are trio and because we are really happy with Irish presidency, what Irish president did during the last European Union Council. Of course, it's a very significant event, and I would say that Lithuania is not going to. Later, I would say what we are going to do, but now I'm going to say that we are not going to initiate kind of big discussion in European Union about the. What's going on, what the future of European Union. We will try to be as practical as possible, and we understand that we have a kind of one of the busiest period, at least in 5 years, because it's the end of a real six-month semester, because next one will be Greek presidency will be a little bit shorter in terms of legislation procedures, because it's a parliament, European Parliament elections. And, of course, members of parliament, current members of parliament and new members will start election campaign during the Greek presidency. It will be more difficult for Greek presidency to accept some lowers. In our case, after the political decision of multi-annual financial perspective, we have a task to adopt as a necessary issue 56 directives in European Parliament, just in order to put all things moving on from the 1st of January. And in total, I guess we have to adopt about 70 different kind of directives concerning multi-annual financial perspective and the 2014 budget as well. We try to do our best with European Parliament and with the capitals. Our president and prime minister try to talk as much as possible with their colleagues. Our parliament, new chairman of parliament, is very active with parliamentarians, and we will do our best. Lithuanian presidency is Brussels-based, and Lithuanian presidency is a cheapest so far. We are going to spend 62, maybe it's interesting for some people asking, at least in Rome, because they are also preparing the presidency for the next year, they're asking how much we're going to spend. 62 million euro, and is the cheapest presidency so far. Of course, Greece is thinking, Greek ambassador told me that they're thinking about even a small amount of money, but let's see if it's possible. Let's see if it's possible. And as a being in Vilnius, you probably heard that we are going to be as an honest broker. I mean, we try to balance positions of all European Union member states. Of course, it will need a lot of efforts, I would say. And we are going to put those efforts. We are going to reflect all positions to balance regions. Northern part of Europe, southern part of Europe. Of course, before I will start my formal presentation, of course, I have to say that the biggest priorities or the most important priorities is the credible, growing, and open Europe, what we are going to concentrate. And I will stop in my formal presentation. I will stop shortly on each of those priorities during the preparation of my formal speech. I try to reflect because you know the entire list of priorities about 75 pages. I try to pick up from those 70 something pages what is might be interesting for Malta, how I understand the priorities of Malta. Well, Mr. Chairman, we're going to work closely with European Parliament Commission, the President of European Council, the High Representative, as I mentioned, Lithuanian presidency will focus on three goals: credible, growing, and open Europe. What does it mean, credible Europe? The Lithuanian presidency will strive to strengthen the ground for financial stability and sound public finances in the EU, which are necessary preconditions to fully restore the EU's economic credibility. In this respect, the presidency's efforts will foremost be directed at further deepening of economic and monetary union, including development of the framework of the banking union and making progress on other legislative proposals in the field of financial markets reforms. Significant attention will be devoted towards effective implementation of the newly established and enhanced economic governance framework, focusing on prudent surveillance of potential budgetary and economic imbalances in the euro area and EU. Credible Europe priorities, the deepening and strengthening of EMU with the special focus on banking union framework. Effective functioning of economic and monetary union is key for the credibility, competitiveness, and sustainability for the European economy. Other priorities in the field of credibility of Europe, progress on other legislative proposals in the field of financial markets reforms, implementing the newly established economic governance framework. Then anti-fraud measures, and here I will stop a little bit more. The fight against tax fraud and tax evasion will be an important issue for Lithuanian presidency. In line of May 2013 European Council conclusions, Lithuanian presidency will continue the work. Particularly priority will be given to the automatic exchange of information on income tax. including the with the third countries. VAT fraud issues also be high on the agenda. The Lithuanian president will also start a discussion in the Council on the establishment of European Public Prosecutor's Office in order to protect financial interests of the EU. Special attention will be dedicated to the fight against fraud or to the Union's financial interests by means of a criminal law. And the final priority in the Credible Europe group is Credible Europe for Citizens. You know that in Lithuania we will finish our presidency in December with the final big event for the Europe for Citizens. It will be a kind of social event in Lithuania. Now its priorities, which we think it's one of the biggest and most important group, is Growing Europe. Growing Europe is continuous motto of Lithuanian presidency. The presidency will build on the Europe 2020 agenda and the European semester, reinforced by stronger single market policy as well as effective implementation of Compact for Growth and Jobs. To enhance confidence in the EU economy and to stimulate growth potential, our efforts will be directed to further integration and well-functioning of EU internal market, with special focus on service market, digital single market, internal energy market, industry and small medium enterprise, business friendly regulatory environment based on better regulation principles and efforts to modernize public administration. Solid efforts will be given to advance on Single Market Act files and related monitoring. Due attention will be given to initiatives to enhance necessary conditions for employment opportunities, especially in tackling youth unemployment, which we consider as one of the most important problem in the European Union. EU budget for growth. The main aim of Lithuanian presidency will be to ensure timely adoption of the next MFF-related legislative proposals. Following the political agreement on the multi-annual financial framework, here will be a number of related sectoral proposals that are now in pipeline. This is essential to be able to apply the new programs as of the beginning of 2014. In order to avoid a legal vacuum, 56 MFF-related legal acts 56 MFF-related legal acts should be agreed by the Council and by European Parliament by the end of 2013. Smooth start of the EU multi-annual programs is essential element for EU growth. In this regard, timely adoption of EU 2013 annual budget will be important as well. Second priority in Growing Europe group is a well-functioning of internal market for growth and jobs. I will not stop here. If it will be a question, I can comment on that. Better job opportunities is the third priority. The Lithuanian presidency will continue efforts to enhance necessary conditions for employment opportunities and increase youth unemployment. Employment, especially by invoking youth guarantees. In addition to above mentioned posting of workers directive, presidency will strive for agreement with the European Parliament on the portability of supplementary pension rights, decision on the clear work platform, as well as enforcement of rights of EU migrant workers and their families in line with the fundamental principles of free movement of workers, and with the aim to eliminate discrimination on the grounds of nationality. Priority is digital single market, which is also very important, but I will not stop here. Later on I can comment on that. Completion of EU internal energy market. I remember last year during the visit of Maltese president to Lithuania, we had a our president had a long discussion about that issue, despite the fact that you are living in the paradise compared to Lithuanian climate. I would say we are suffering the same problem, energy dependency, and it's really very important for Lithuania, and we will put a lot of efforts to implement that priority, building on European Council conclusions of February 2011 and May 2013, the completion of internal energy market by 2014, and the commitment that no EU member state should remain isolated from European gas and electricity networks after 2015 will stay at the cornerstones of the EU agenda, EU energy agenda. It is important to monitor properly the implementation of already agreed actions and existing legal framework, especially the third energy package, market design, integration of renewable with the view of, to overcome the possible obstacles, and if needed, to initiate further follow-ups concerning energy market. We hope that at the end of our presidency conclusions will be adopted. Research and innovation is also a very important issue for us, and we hope for all Europe. The presidency will give a due attention to implementation of initiatives aiming at a genuine single market for knowledge, research and innovation, especially to the aspects of career prospects of researchers and the international dimension of science, technology and innovation. Tourism. In cooperation with the European Commission, the Presidency will run the 12th European Tourism Forum that will seek to provide for further activities and measures contributing to the attractiveness of Europe as a tourism destination, discuss the future trends of tourism and tourism financing opportunities for 2014-2020. With view to the future initiative by the European Commission and on the European Tourism Quality Label, Lithuania is expect to initiate discussion on this issue within the Council. Competition and industrial policy, macro-regional strategies. We have Baltic region and based on the European Commission's communication on the value added of EU macro-regional strategies, Lithuanian presidency will review the progress made when implementing EU strategies for the Baltic Sea and Danube regions and will aim to adopt the Council conclusions. Agriculture and fisheries policy. Presidency will put effort to finalize the reforms on the common agricultural policy and the common fisheries policy, ensuring economic and social viability, contributing to global food security, and ensuring the long-term environmental sustainability of these policies. Now, the first group of our priorities is the Open Europe. The Lithuanian presidency will take steps to strengthen the EU as a global model of openness and security. The presidency will focus on the closer integration between EU and its eastern partners by hosting the Eastern Partnership Summit in November 2013. It will seek to advance further the enlargement process, pursue smarter control of the EU's external borders, and increase the impact of the EU development policy. The presidency will promote free trade with strategic partners such as US, Japan, Canada, and others. It will also seek to make the common security and defense policy more effective by notably reinforcing defense cooperation with partners and developing joint responses to the emerging security challenges. Closer cooperation, the first priority in that group is the closer cooperation with Eastern partners. Lithuanian presidency will work closely with the President of the European Council, the High Representative and European Commission with the aim to strengthen Northern European neighborhood policy, focusing on cooperation and support to the political, economic and social reforms in the EU neighborhood countries. The main event during our presidency will be the third Eastern Partnership Summit in Vilnius, November 28-29, 2013, accompanied by the Civil Society Conference and Eastern Partnership Business Forum. Regarding the Southern neighborhood, Lithuania will support the EU focus on more effective implementation of the European neighborhood policy aiming and promoting democracy and inclusive and sustainable growth based on promotion of human rights, especially the equal rights and freedoms of women, as well as closer cooperation with civil society. Enlargement. The start of Lithuanian presidency is already marked by the accession of Republic of Croatia as a 28 member state. EU enlargement policy is based on the firm and clear implementation of EU membership criteria by EU candidate countries. This principle is key for the future negotiation regarding the EU membership of Turkey and Montenegro, and to ensure European perspective for remaining countries of the Western Balkans as well. During the Lithuanian presidency, EU Council will set the EU enlargement policy guidelines for 2014, where Lithuania will seek to ensure a continuous enlargement process based on principles of open merits and clear conditionality. Trade policy, which actually is also very important, especially to small countries with big export opportunities like Lithuania, our economic growth after the economic crisis 2010-2011 is mostly driven by the very good export opportunities of our companies, because internal consumption is just now started to rise. Export is a kind of driving force of Lithuanian economy. Lithuania will focus on EU determination to promote free, fair, and open trade, whilst at the same time asserting its interest in a spirit of reciprocity and mutual benefit. The Lithuanian presidency will promote free trade relations with EU neighboring countries by seeking substantial progress in the deep and comprehensive free trade area agreements, negotiations including signature of provisional application of free trade agreements with Ukraine, finalization of agreement with Moldova, Georgia, and Armenia, advancing the negotiations with Morocco, and possibly opening new negotiations. The Third Eastern Partnership Summit and Union of Mediterranean Trade Ministerial, with both will be held during our presidency, will substantially contribute to this purpose. External borders, EU external borders, internal security and migration. Seeking to be both open at the same time providing security for its citizens, the EU must ensure the effective management of its external borders. Lithuania will strive to achieve further progress in discussing the Smart Borders Package, encompassing the establishment of entry-exit system, as well as registered travels program. Based on the latest technologies, this will allow to ensure and continue the effective management of the EU's external borders and strengthen the security of EU and its citizens, to improve the monitoring of border crossing, speed up and facilitate border control procedures for citizens of third countries frequently traveling to the EU. In the field of fighting against smuggling, Lithuania will rely on communication by the European Commission, stepping up the fight against cigarette smuggling and other forms of illicit trade in tobacco products, a comprehensive EU strategy, and support its implementation. For that purpose, Lithuania will strive to adopt Council conclusions. Maritime safety. In order to implement objectives under the Europe 2020 agenda, the key issues included the integrated maritime policy agenda of the EU, include the establishment of maritime area planning system. Lithuania will continue discussion of proposal for directive establishing a framework of special maritime planning and coastal governance, and expect to see agreement within the Council regarding the general approach. Should these proposals be adopted, they would allow for progress in implementing the long-term strategy expected to serve as a basis for growth of entire maritime sector, so-called blue growth. Air transport is also on my list as an important issue, and maritime transport, which also I guess important for entire Europe, but I guess that I have to stop here in order to have possibility to discuss. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Excellency, for your very comprehensive review of what the priorities and the program of the Lithuanian presidency will be in the next 6 months. I'd like to make some comments myself and then maybe open the debate. In the first place, I congratulate you already for the first 10 days of your presidency. On day one, you've had the occasion of welcoming into the European club number 28, Croatia, which was the first day of your presidency.
Which is rather a rare opportunity now to congratulate newcomers.
So that's already something that you can say has been achieved during your presidency. As you know, there are, compared to Malta, Lithuania is a large country, but in the eyes of the European Union, you are like us, a small state. So I think the experience that you will gain within the next 6 months could be very useful to us when we come eventually in a few years' time to host the presidency ourselves. So I'm sure that rather than just meeting at the beginning of the presidency, it might be an occasion for you to also visit us towards the end of your presidency, where you can help us out with some practical guidelines as regards to what you've been through, what you've learned, and what we might learn from your experience. You mentioned some important points which I think need amplifying. One of the important things that you mentioned is the question of the smart border or the smart border package, which is something which in the age of technology has become necessary. But it's something which as a small state, Lithuania, and especially ourselves, we might at some stage struggle to live up to all the expectations without financial and technical assistance. So I would suggest that as presidency, when debating and when bringing this topic up for discussion, to bear in mind that especially the smaller states will need technical and financial support for implementation of the smart border package. You mentioned as well the importance of youth employment, and the Maltese Parliament is very in favor of the youth guarantee, which is being now agreed on by all of Europe, especially in the light of the so-called lost generation of unemployed youngsters, which will have serious repercussions unless addressed quickly and urgently. You also mentioned the European semester, which I think is very relevant, especially for our country in the light of the economic and financial situation that we are going through. And I think, again, it's very important for the Lithuanian presidency to ensure that the Commission has flexibility when it comes to country-specific regulations, because having regulations that are supposed to be country-specific but which are one-size-fits-all will not benefit small states like ours. So I think, again, that one of the important aspects that you have to bear in mind is the flexibility when the Commission comes to dealing with financial and economic aspects with member states. You mentioned also energy policy, and as you know, Malta is on the periphery of the European Union and is somewhat insular as regards to our energy supply, and therefore it is very important when talking about an internal energy market to remember that not all regulations can apply equally to all member states, and that Malta as a member state itself will need to have in mind, we need to be kept in mind that we are off the European mainland and therefore we will need assistance as well in this regard. Lastly, but more very importantly, you mentioned the question of security and border control and immigration. You might be aware that yesterday this Maltese parliament had a whole session dedicated to the question of irregular or illegal immigration. We have discussed between ourselves, and we sometimes disagree on what the best way of tackling this problem is, but we all agree in the Maltese parliament that this is indeed a serious problem which needs consideration. It is very important that the Lithuanian presidency puts immigration from the north of Africa towards Europe to the forefront of the agenda. I understand that Lithuania places special importance to the European partnership, especially with the holding in November of this year of the European partnership meeting. However, I have to emphasize that the Lithuanian presidency must be the presidency of all of Europe and not only of the eastern part of Europe. And therefore, I think we need to make the point that the southern neighborhood needs to remain on the forefront of European policy, that the Mediterranean must be considered to be a European sea, and that problems facing countries on the border of the Mediterranean, the borders on the Mediterranean, are problems facing the whole of Europe. And therefore, I would put it to you that the point we are making to the Lithuanian government is that the question of illegal or irregular immigration affecting our country needs to be put on the agenda of the European Council. I think we, at this point we can open discussion to some of our members, and then maybe you can answer.
If I may, after each, because okay. Then we'll be... Thank you. I already mentioned a few times in our neighboring country in Italy that we are not an Eastern Partnership and Southern Partnership. It's not we are not going to confront those partnerships. Both partnerships are equally important for European Union. I'm not mentioning Russia because they are not in Eastern Partnership, but it doesn't mean that we are not thinking about European Union cooperation with Russia and with Eastern partners. I already mentioned that it will be during our presidency, it will be Mediterranean trade ministers meeting, then it will be senior officials meeting in October, I guess the beginning of October in Vilnius. We are going to talk about softer partnership, and we will equally devote our efforts to both directions, I would say. Just I mentioned Eastern Partnership because it's the biggest event will be during our presidency, third Eastern Partners meeting. Then 6 points, what I wrote on my paper, I guess it's most important issue when we're talking about European future is youth unemployment, which we're losing generation. 50 in some areas of European Union, 50% of youngsters are unemployed. And I would say that our president few times already mentioned youth unemployment. It's very important. She met recently in Germany with European leaders, and they were talking about what we have to do, how to find the good formula, because to allocate the money is not enough. We have to find kind of programs together with, of course, private business, because Europe is a private business, a small and medium enterprise area. How to find the ways in that point. Smart border package, you know, we just newcomers to European Union. We were negotiating also with transit issues between Russia and Russian enclave of Kaliningrad. We understand that it's really very, very important issue. Energy policy. Fully agree what you said. We still in some areas, for example, in gas, Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia, we are 100% dependent of one source of supplier, and that is the reason why we are fighting to have kind of alternative issue, and I guess until 2015 we will have possibility on Baltic Sea. Now we are in cooperation with the Norway and others. Also electricity and oil. Fully agree what you said, and as I already mentioned during the visit of your president, the energy issue was among the first priorities and the longest discussion among the president during the official negotiations and lunchtime. And I like this point to visit Malta at the end of the presidency. I don't know if I would be able to do so, but at least I'm planning to come to Malta sometime in October, November. For the meetings in Valletta, and I guess that if you will invite me, I will be happy to visit the parliament to talk with you. Also, it's important because what you are saying, sometimes, you know, we need to send caps, we need to send messages to Vilnius. They are listening, what countries, what capitals, especially like-minded capitals are saying, and to exchange views, it's really very important, and I really appreciate what you already said, and I'm going to listen, colleagues. Thank you very much.
Well, Ambassador, it's a great pleasure to meet you again in a different circumstance, and I think on behalf of the opposition, of course, I would also like to extend this warm greeting to you and good wishes on the commencement of your duties that your country is assuming now at the presidency of the European Union. Your own presentation to this committee happens also on the eve of an address which our parliament will have from the president of the European Council, Van Rompuy, tomorrow afternoon. So perhaps that also augurs well. As the chairman has pointed out, you commenced on the right note with an enlarged family, and that always augurs well. And I'm sure that the whole committee is noting, possibly the government side even more so, your reference to the size of budget that you have allocated to the presidency. I understand it is 62 million. And certainly monitoring how that will be used and how the presidency will be faring will be of relevance to Malta because of some strategic comparisons which we can make between our countries. I would not be sure whether this is happening at this stage. I would need to check that internally. But the Ministry for Foreign Affairs in Malta over the past years has established a practice of sending over a diplomat or one of the officials in the ministry to be in the country of the presidency and monitor how the presidency is functioning. And if that is happening, I certainly augur that there will be the closest possible collaboration. You mentioned credible Europe. To me, the issue of credible Europe is certainly linked to a Europe that is always closer to its citizens. And to be close to citizens, the issue of employment, in particular as it affects youth, is of direct relevance. And perhaps you might wish to expand on your plans in that regard. And when I refer to employment, I would also refer at the same time to initiatives regarding innovation and research, to which you have referred to already, because they are certainly drivers of growth in their own right. When we talk of new members, what you refer to about Western Balkans is, of course, of direct relevance because one always wants to have as much of the European family integrated. The discussions and negotiations with Turkey will definitely feature during their own term of presidency with all the difficulties that have been arising lately. And it is a delicate balancing role for any presidency to play out. And if you would like to share with us any thoughts in that regard, they are certainly welcome. I have certainly noted also your reference to the Tourism Forum. One of my former heads was Minister for Tourism, and the holding of the European Tourism Forum was, even when it started, one of the ways to raise tourism higher up in the agenda of the European Union. Because there was a stage when it was still deemed, and technically it is still deemed even now, as an area relating more to the direct competence of the individual members as opposed to an aspect of economic growth, as indeed it is, that also has a European dimension, the European label, the European identity, Europe as a European Union countries as an overall destination to market outside of European Union. And when I talk of marketing Europe outside of European Union, one can think of United States of America, one can think of Asia, one can think of other regions, but I cannot not refer to the discussions which I assume will be given further strength and impetus during your presidency between European Union and the United States of America. Of course, there has been an unfortunate episode that has had its own impact on progress in those negotiations, but I think you will agree with us that those are negotiations that need to go forward, and that the unfortunate episode that has been revealed will be contained and will not mar what can lead possibly not to a conclusion within this term, because that is very difficult to achieve, but certainly what the homework achieved in 2013 will do will then have an impact on a hopeful result for 2014. I would possibly refer to other items, but I would not like to take up too much time myself, but let me also state, of course, this perspective of the opposition with regard to immigration, because as the chairman has rightly pointed out, it is a factor that at the end of the day affects all the Maltese people, irrespective of their political opinion. We see it from a perspective where our emphasis will always remain on full adherence to international obligations, be it Geneva Convention, be it the European Convention on Human Rights, and all initiatives have to be precisely defined within those perspectives. Any other approach, even if populist, even if adventurous, we feel strongly would, at the end of the day, be counterproductive. Having said that, we cannot but not share the strong emphasis on the need of emphasizing that this is a European problem and not a problem that only pertains to the individual countries affected. And therefore, the concept, especially of burden sharing, needs to be addressed more strongly. And whatever you can do to place that at the foremost level of your own agenda and of working towards more attention to this problem, that at the end of the day needs also to be seen from the principle of capacity of the individual states. The arrival of every immigrant to Malta is not the arrival of one person. If we factor that against the populations of the different European countries, you have to use a very high multiplier effect. And ultimately, there are capacity issues that have been addressed already in a number of reports of the European Union, not least by the European Parliament, that I think gives strong credibility and strong emphasis to the position adopted by both governments in this respect, that we need to see it from a European perspective, and that is where burden sharing comes into the picture. I think I'll stop there, because otherwise I'll expand too far. But thank you for being present with us.
I fully agree what you said about immigration issues, and in my direct job I try to inform my government as often as possible about Maltese cases, about Lampedusa. Last 2 years those flows of immigrants increased very much, and Lithuania probably, yeah, of course. We are informing, and we have six immigrants from Malta we took to Lithuania, and they are, I would say, rather well integrated as a family. One lady, young lady, even graduated in Vilnius University. I mean, she is fully integrated in Lithuanian society, and we try to do our best as a single country, but those issues will be very high on our agenda. Of course, nothing is going on, as far as we understood from our 9 years experience in European Union, nothing in Union is going on very fast. I would say a distance between a decision taking and implementing is rather big distance. I fully share your concern or will about the EU-US relations. European Union need United States and opposite side. US need European Union, despite all those things we have. Recent cases, I guess that trade relations and trade negotiation must go on. New member states, and Turkey. It's everyday issue. I mean, Turkey, I've been asked already 20 times during the 10 days, and Turkey has a European perspective. It's our position, it's position of our government, and I guess we have a common position with High Representative of European Union. Turkey has a European perspective, as well as others, Balkan countries. I just yesterday met with Kosovo ambassador. She is not actually full ambassador, but she is acting. She already dealing with Kosovo issue, and I guess that Western Balkans, and I was joking yesterday with her that I hope that until I will finish my diplomatic career in some 20 years, all Balkan countries will be here among us in European Union. But and I think that process is going on rather well with Serbia, with Kosovo as well, Montenegro. Process is already moving, and we try to do our best because we still remember how it was with Baltic states. You know, we're just 23 and a half years as an independent country, and 9 years out of those 23 are in European Union. Negotiations were really very, very difficult for us. But we are going to share our own experience with Balkan countries as well. They must to be in our zone of security and prosperity. Credible Europe for citizens. I have to stop here for a little while. As 2013 will be European Year of Citizens. Lithuanian presidency will encourage and facilitate citizen wider involvement in the EU. Focus attention on rising public awareness, especially for the young generation, about common EU's values, as well as citizen rights arising from the EU citizenship. Lithuanian presidency will put its effort discussing initiatives in the field of justice for citizens, European sales law, data protection package, legislation of documents, and others in the Council, and seek progress on some of them in negotiating with the European Parliament. You also mentioned about that Ministry of Foreign Affairs sometimes sending one diplomat to the president's country. It's yes and no. I mean, before crisis it was like this. Now all ministries of foreign affairs are among those who got a rather small budget for the activities, and we do not have Maltese diplomat in Lithuania, and we do not have also Italian diplomat in Lithuania. We do not have some from some other country due to very, I would say, rather pragmatic reasons. Thank you.
So what I suggest we do is that we have, because we're with pressed for time and we have some more members. So what we'll do is, I think we'll have all our members who want to make an intervention, then you can answer at the end. Okay. So, Honorable Faruja.
Your Excellency, by your own statement, you stated that there's a big problem and a big distance between saying you are going to do something in the European Union and then actually implementing it. In between, there's the big problem of the heavy bureaucracy, which is weighing down the functions of the European Union. I'd like to hear what your plans are in the presidency to alleviate that problem. My second point is I'm going to reinforce my colleague's assertions regarding illegal or irregular immigration in Malta. As you very well know, the root of the problem is the situation in Africa, not just North Africa, but in the whole continent of Africa. And I don't think I heard you mention what the European Union's plans are to tackle that issue at its source, because at the moment we're just trying to do what we can, all countries, especially Malta, to do what is necessary for the immigrants' sake, but the root of the problem has not been tackled at all. I'd like to know as well what happened to the Mediterranean Union, which Mr. Sarkozy had mentioned and had created. What's going on there? All southern European countries, especially the European Union, have their own particular problems. So I'd like to know how you're going to increase the impetus and so for the effectiveness of the Mediterranean Union. Regarding your other points regarding credible Europe, growing Europe, and open Europe, there are a lot of facts here that you wish to do this and you wish to do that, as the previous presidencies before you, but I'd like a mention of how we're going to improve things. As you very well know, a lot of funds have been given or siphoned into banks and even governments, but the unemployment rate in Europe, especially with the young population, is astronomically high, so the effectiveness of those measures is definitely put into question by all and sundry. So I'd like to know how you're going to at least try to tackle that problem. Basically, that is it. The most important point is how are we going to interact with the problems in Africa, because interacting with the problems in Africa and trying to come with solutions to try to calm down the continent would open the market for European services, European products, so indirectly that would also be tackling the big problem of unemployment that has hit our continent. Thank you, Your Excellency.
Thank you, Marlene. Faruja will now have Robert.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Your Excellency. Good afternoon, and I would like to wish you the very best during the coming 6 months on the Lithuanian presidency. Please allow me to ask more than anything something which regards my shadowing responsibility too on the opposition side regarding the research and innovation. And as my colleague friend just said, research and innovations, these are the drivers of growth. During the last 6 months, we've noticed that the Irish presidency experienced some problems in trying to reach agreement regarding an important program for the way forward, which is the legislative program Horizon 2020. I know this will be a challenge, not just for Lithuania, but for all the members forming the European Union. I would like to ask you, how important, I know you mentioned it during your presentation, but in real terms, how important is going to be research and innovation also to try to reach the final agreement on this important program, which is the Horizon 2020.
Thank you very much. Honorable Tsopardi.
First of all, thank you, Mr. Ambassador, for today's opportunity. Please allow me to go back to the issue of unemployment. It is interesting to note that Lithuania, during its presidency of the European Union, intends to focus the efforts to bring new opportunities to combat unemployment, in particular to youth unemployment. From your presentation, it's also emerged that Lithuania managed to tackle the economic and financial crisis with determination. I would like to ask you, Mr. Ambassador, if you could share some thoughts on the steps your country intends to take so as to tackle these challenges on EU European level.
Thank you, Honourable Kalos.
Ambassador, Your Excellency, thank you for your summary about the Lithuanian presidency. I will mention two subjects which my colleagues have already raised, but I will do that because obviously we all consider them very much important for our country. The first is the irregular immigration, and with reference to the document which your government has issued on the presidency, point B2, European Neighbourhood Policy. First of all, it is understandable that Lithuania will be giving importance to the Eastern partnership. It is very much understandable, just as much when a southern European country would take over the EU presidency, it would focus perhaps more on the Union for the Mediterranean or the southern Mediterranean issue. So I do not expect any apologies in that regard. However, you do make a mention to southern Mediterranean countries. And perhaps picking a bit on my colleague Marlene, which mentioned the real issue of regular immigration, you actually the document about the presidency mentions, and I will quote, readmission agreements with some southern Mediterranean countries. Now, I'm sure you are aware the most of the irregular immigrants which reach our shores do not are not residents of these countries, but they are more residents of Eritrea, Somalia, which are countries coming from the Horn of Africa, and that is where the actual problem is. And perhaps the Lithuanian presidency should push the Commission to try to establish links. Perhaps you can update me on the state of play, or even finalize readmission agreements with these countries, keeping in mind that this is not easy, especially because some of the governments, if you can call them governments, are not all democratic, and that makes the problem worse. And this has to be joined with development aid, because one of the reasons why these irregular immigrants are leaving their countries, particularly two reasons. One could be because of persecution, and another could be because they are trying to look for a better life, for a better quality of life for them and their family, and that can be minimized if we invest in these countries. And now I know that that is not easy, but that is a long-term commitment or solution which perhaps we should look at. I also would like to note that from a bilateral perspective, you have relocated six persons from Malta, and with regard to the pilot project, and that is a token which we appreciate. Obviously, we are all the time trying to appeal our European member states to show more commitment with regards to the burden sharing and the relocation of persons which would have been granted asylum protection. One last point. Obviously, I am a youth parliamentarian, and I would have to touch upon youth unemployment. My country is a country which has one of the lowest youth unemployment among the now 28 member states. That is a fact that that must be registered. And I would like to congratulate your government for having highlighted this very important issue. Sometimes politicians tend to look irrelevant to youths, and this helps to mitigate this effect. But it is not only about recognition or perception. I will quote from the document: Council conclusions are expected on this issue. It refers to youth unemployment, in particular the employment, education and training policy. Now, in the past 3 years, I have been very active on a European level of youth organizations. And perhaps there has been some negative sentiment that the European Council adopts conclusions paragraph after paragraph, but then when it comes to the actual implementation, what are the Council conclusions doing to safeguard youth unemployment, to increase youth employment? And I think that is where youth still are not connected with what politicians are doing today. And I think your presidency should strive that these conclusions are not only another set of conclusions, but conclusions which are effective and concrete. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. I think if you can answer as much as you can and then conclude, and I've had a very fruitful hour.
That during the Lithuanian presidency, during the next 6 months, all European problems will be solved. And I'm sorry in advance that we will not solve the problem of Africa, because they are, as we see, everyday problems are growing. And if there is any country or any region who can explain what we have to do, we would be happy to get that information. And if we would be able to solve Syria problem, current problems with Egypt, nobody knows which direction they are moving. And a day before yesterday, I guess I read the Maltese statement on that issue. We are thinking in a similar way. I mean, in Europe, we are all drafting the same papers, thinking similar way about what's going on in Africa, and we have an official positions, and we have this man from the street discussion about the. Some of them, you also know, I was talking with many Maltese people. They are not happy with democracy, not happy with Spring of Northern Africa, but it's a natural process. It's a natural process. We would be happy if Council conclusions of youth unemployment will be implemented during our presidency, but we will not. If we will prepare good conclusions, and what we are thinking, not only conclusions, but some supportive or additional issues like specially allocated finances and the program we are talking before the meeting here with some of your colleagues, that conclusions is not enough. We understand that conclusions is not enough. How to involve the private business? Do we know how to involve the private business in that issue? No. We don't know. Private business it's getting smaller and smaller. For example, I just recently got a statistic that in Italy every day, in Italy, neighboring country, every day 51 shop is being closed every day. It's an enormous amount of small and medium enterprises. What we have to do? Just we have to prepare conclusions. Good conclusions with some support. I know that in some big countries like Germany is very, very much involved in that issue. And let's do our best. Let's put our best brains on that issue. I fully agree with you that it's a problem. But development policy, yes. And my president during the presentation in Strasbourg, 3rd of July, she mentioned that now is European Union is the first union or first group of countries in the world who is putting most money to development policy. Efficiency of development policy is also very important. European Union is allocating a lot of money. 41 or 42% of total amount of development policy money is being paid by European Union. We need efficient organization on the field, on the ground, efficiency on the ground. And Africa, you know better than me. You are next to Africa. You know that China and the United States are working very hard there. European Union as well. And during our presidency, we are also going concerning development policy. We are also going to prepare council conclusions on development policy. If we will continue to work on the European Voluntary Humanitarian Aid Corps, established of that corps. Maybe it will help. Yeah.
In fact, it was. Excuse me, stopping you, but results should be the measuring point, not how much we spend, because we've been spending millions. They haven't been trickling down to the population at large. So I think human help and human training on the ground would be much more effective than the millions that are being siphoned off with hardly any results at all. And I think the presidency, okay, you can't solve all the problems of the world in 6 months, but the presidency is the leader. So at least there has to be some sort of direction for the member states to follow. follow.
Best practice also is very important from the different. Absolutely, I fully agree. You are on our board. I mean, we are a very result-oriented presidency. We have small team, but I suppose that it will be effective. Research and innovation. Here we consider ourselves as very research and innovation oriented country, with IT technologies, with high speed internet, and all those things. We think internally that research and innovation is driving force for European economy. I don't want to confront with other big issues like tourism and things, but research and innovation. We have our good brains in Europe in many things, and this will be on the very top of our agenda. I will not stop on the immigration policy. Yes, we understand. But we are suffering. I mean, we have a different problem. We have a different side of this problem. Emigration from Lithuania is still very, very, very high. You know that now we consider that inside we have 3 million population and outside 1.3 million population. During the last few decades, 1.3 million Lithuanians left country, mainly to Great Britain, Ireland, Norway, United States, some of them to United States. And it's the same parts of the problem, which is very top of our agenda as well. Mediterranean Union. It was when I came 4 years ago to Malta and to Italy. Mediterranean Union was considered as one of the most important and effective regional organization, and I would say that it should be continue like this. We very much support, and we were voting recently for Maltese member in the board of that organization. We consider this organization as an active one. If you have a different opinion, then...
Your Excellency, thank you very much for this hour and over that we've had together. It's been very enlightening. You've clarified for us some points. There are some points, of course, which we still need more discussion on. But yes, we must, towards the end of your presidency, try to have another opportunity to discuss not just the priorities, but then the results of the Lithuanian presidency. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. I hope that my presentation then, if I will come, will be as long as a presentation of priorities. And I wish all the best to the your committee and an entire parliament of your beautiful country. Thank you.